السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون ورجلا سلما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا؟ الحمد لله، بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون، ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us such a beautiful day, the day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating this day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of showing the true value and showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the true appreciation for this day. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the last day of our life be the day of Jumu'ah. In this world, a person is faced with many situations, many circumstances, and often he finds himself in a situation where he has to impress multiple personalities, multiple people he has to impress simultaneously. Sometimes he has to impress the wife, sometimes he has to impress the mother, sometimes he has to impress the children and make the children happy, sometimes it will be the grandchildren, and sometimes in trying to impress everyone, he finds himself in a conflict situation, that I'm unable to impress everyone, at the same time I'm unable to keep the standards of deen that I would like to keep, I'm unable to fulfill the rights of everyone simultaneously because there are so many demands. So what should a person do in a situation like that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example in the Quran, a very beautiful illustration, a very nice illustration, beautiful illustration. Before this illustration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given examples of every type in the Quran so that we may reflect, so that we may take heed. So these examples in the Quran are there, they appear very basic, but they are very deep. It's actually an ocean in one example that is given in the Quran Sharif. So in this example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا رَجُلًا فِيهِ الشُّرَكَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an example of a man that is under the possession, or he is in the slavery of partners. وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ. And one man who is owned only by one person. So for our understanding purposes, a person, because we can relate easier, we look at a person that is working for a partnership. So he is working for two partners, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ. These partners are at loggerheads with each other. They are in a conflict situation. This person is working for these two partners, for our understanding, and both partners are in a conflict situation. شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ. And then there's another person that is working for a person, and he is taking instructions from one person. He is working dedicated, devoted, happily under one person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا. Can these two people ever be equal? When a person is working for a partnership generally, often he'll find himself having to please one partner, and then at other times he'll have to please the other partner. But since these two partners that are working hand in hand, it becomes a little bit easier. But take that same person working for a partnership where two partners are fighting with each other, loggerheads with each other. Every time this person will try and please one partner, the other partner will get upset. When he tries to please the other partner, this partner will get upset. Sometimes he will be used as a middleman for one partner to try and attack the other partner. So he becomes like a boxing bag. So what happens to this person? He's in constant turmoil. He's trying to please one person, that person is not happy. He takes instruction from the other person. So all the time this person is in a turmoil. Why he's unable to impress and unable to please anyone? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an example. That person who is trying to impress everyone is like that person who is working for a partnership wherein the partners are at loggerheads. That he's trying to please this person is getting upset. When he's trying to please this person is getting upset. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us another example where one person is working under one person, where one employee is working under one employer, and whilst he's working, where that one slave is working under that master, he's working happily, he's taking that instructions, he's so much at ease, peace of mind, there is some type of comfort. So in one situation, he's psychologically distressed when he's working for that partnership where the partners are fighting. And here this person is at ease and his comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us that our example is like that. You're trying to impress everyone, you'll end up like that. It's impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people differently. Every person is different. Sometimes the neighbor might have a different demand. Sometimes the employer might have a different demand. Sometimes the children has got a different demand. And because he's trying to impress everyone, at times he will be able to, but many times he'll find himself in this situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that try and impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make Allah Pak happy. Automatically Allah Pak will make it such that people now will become happy with you. It may take some time, but they will understand that this person is loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak will put that love in their heart. So whilst a person is trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's three qualities that he should never sacrifice. And these three qualities are very, very valuable qualities. When a person goes to hospital and he has to do a scan, it's called an MRI scan. It is very expensive scan to do. It's very costly scan to do. So like that, these, to remember it easily, these qualities are MRI, muhabbat, respect, and ikhlas, sincerity. That person at every time he should have muhabbat. Okay, I'm doing things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I should love everyone. It shouldn't be such that I shouldn't love anybody. I should love everyone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore the hadith which I mentioned in the khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man ahabba lillah, that person who loves people for the sake of Allah. He comes to a masjid, he doesn't know people. He finds them for the first time or he sees them. And these people may not even have social standing, but he's showing love to them. He's showing love to the people that he meets, the people around. Person is going for Hajj, person is going for Umrah, a person is going just traveling in a bus. His people around, he's showing them respect, he's showing them love for who? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa abghadha lillah. People are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are going against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're insulting the deen. If this person has a valid reason to have any type of enmity, it is for the sake of Allah. It is not for any personal vendetta. وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ The person when he's giving people, he's distributing, he's giving only for the sake of Allah. It's not for any show, not for any popularity. وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ When a person is holding back for certain reasons, at times he'll need to hold back. He's holding back for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only goal. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ This is a sign that this person has got complete iman. What a great thing. Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, he was the student of Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayh. And he mentions in Tariqi Baghdad, it is mentioned this, that he would mention that for 30 years after my ustad passed away, my ustad Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayh, passed away, for 30 years, every night before sleep, I would make dua for him and I would ask Allah Pak to forgive him. 30 years. Ask ourselves, did we ever make dua? Or how often do we make dua for our parents before we go to sleep? That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we imploring you to grant them the best of akhirat. Oh Allah, we asking you to forgive them. This is what muhabbat brings. Love is such a thing that even after a person is gone, people will remember that person. They won't remember a person for his wealth. They won't remember him for his pomp. They won't remember him for his glory. But they'll remember him for his kindness and for his love that he showed. Therefore, there's a nice Urdu saying, that taat para reh jayega, jab khat chalega banjara. Sab taat para reh jayega, jab khat chalega banjara. That all this person's wealth, all his cars, all his properties, they'll just stay one side. Para reh jayega, they'll just remain one side. It will be there for that moment when, jab khat chalega banjara, when that janaza lands at that kabristan, everything is forgotten. What people will remember after that is the values that this person had. So this is what muhabbat is. So have muhabbat and have respect. While trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will have respect for every other person and he'll have love. Then his son, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi, his son, Abdullah, he asks him that, oh father, that I hear you making so much of dua for Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. Tell me something about Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. So he tells his son that Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh was like the sun to the world and was like health to people. Can any person do without the sun, and can anyone do without health? This is what he was. Imagine, so many years later, but because of his kindness, because of his love that he showed, this person is now remembered. And this third quality that we should have is ikhlas, that whatever we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is done to impress anybody. It is done only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Pak must get happy with me. There's one incident of one person, that he had a dream, and in his dream he seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam telling him that one certain person will be my neighbor in Jannah. So naturally, when he woke up, he was very curious that a certain person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is telling me in the dream that he will be my neighbor in Jannah. So he goes and he finds that particular person, and he asks him that, tell me, what qualities do you have that I saw such a dream about you? So this person, like any pious person would do, he says, I got nothing, I got absolutely nothing to show, nothing to offer. But he said, please, you know, I took the effort and the trouble to come all the way to you to see what you have. So he said, I just, not to disappoint you, it is not something that I'd like to talk about, but not to disappoint you, I'll tell you of an incident. He said that when I was married, I got married to a woman, and after 3 months this woman had given birth. She had given birth to a child. So to protect the honor and to protect the respect of this woman, that this is one servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I'm going to disgrace her, I'm going to dishonor her, Allah Pak won't be happy. She's sincere what she's doing. She made a mistake. She's honestly genuine about it, that she made a mistake. Why should I expose her? Let me hide this fault of her. So the first thing he does is, he doesn't expose her. He shows her that love and that kindness, that I won't expose you for this mistake that you have made. And at the same time, what do we do with this baby? Because now the whole town will come to know that you just got married, we just got married 3 months ago, and here there's a baby. So he said, leave it to me, I will make a plan to protect your respect even as far as the baby is concerned. So what he had done is, that same night that she had delivered, at the time of Fajr, he wrapped the baby up nicely. And just before Salah, Fajr Salah could start, he brought that baby quietly and he left it by the door of the masjid. He left it one side on the door of the masjid. So when the Imam started the qirat of the Salah, this child started crying also. Crying. So after Salah, naturally the Musallis all proceeded to the back to see where this noise is coming, where the sound is coming. And they went and they found that this baby is crying here. Then they realized that this is an abandoned child. So the Imam of the masjid asked, who is prepared to take this child? Immediately this man picked up his hand. He said, I will take this child and I will look after this child. So now he got the child back, but with respect, the whole town, everyone knew that he has adopted this child. He has taken this child into his care. So now he takes the child back to the mother, and he said, now you can live with this child with respect. He said, I only did it for the sake of Allah. I only did it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was my only niyat. And what reward did he get? This pious person sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and this person will be my neighbor in Jannah. Can you imagine? So this is what ikhlas is. This is what sincerity is. This is the results it can bring about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing these qualities in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of trying to only impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time taking regards as far as love for people, respect for people, and having ikhlas is concerned. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.